Wing Ding. Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off the program this morning with one of the first commercially successful blues compositions. It was, copyrighted back in 1914 by W.C. Handy. It's been recorded by all sorts of people over the years. Bessie Smith, Louis Armstrong, Paul Robeson, Rudy Valley, Benny Goodman, Earl Hines. The list is just about endless. It's part 12 bar blues and part 16 bar tango. We're going to go back to 1940 for our version of this tune. Here's Billie Holiday with her rendition of St. Louis Blues.
Tomorrow, like I feel today, I'll pack my trunk, make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring pulls that man around by her apron string. For powder and her starboard hair, that man I love wouldn't have gone nowhere. I got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
Now I don't want to commit no murder. McNeil, McNeil, don't steal my wheel. I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to South Fork, West Virginia.
July of 1945. That was Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Actually, it was a little bit bigger group than a quintet. Salt Pork, West Virginia. Louis Jordan had, at this point in time, was very, very popular. His style of music was, within a few years, going to sort of morph into rhythm and blues. He was a great, great jump blues artist and definitely an architect of that style. And it wasn't just his arrangements. His musicianship, actually, was very influential. People like Little Walter, in fact, would listen to his horn lines and end up trying to copy somewhat that particular style. Before we heard the great Louis Jordan here on the Blues Box, we heard a legendary Billie Holiday. We heard Billie from 1940 doing a rendition of the W.C. Handy tune, St. Louis Blues. When Handy died in 1958, he was bringing in something like $25,000 annually in royalties for that song alone, one of the best known of the, again, the commercially successful early blues compositions. We just heard Louis Jordan here on KRVS from, July of 45. We're going to go back. We're going to listen to a tune that he recorded in January of 45, done by someone else in this case. It was a huge hit for him and ended up, it was number one on the Harlem Hit Parade for 7 weeks, sold well for like 6 months. We're going to listen to Pine Top Perkins, though, do his rendition of Caledonia. This was from a 1992 release, music recorded in Austin, Texas, Pine Top on piano and vocals, and Kim Wilson on blues harp with their rendition of Caledonia.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Red big feet, so long, lean, American hat, nothing to eat. Still, my baby, don't hurt just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. Donya, Donya, what makes your big head so hard? I love you, don't hurt just the same. Crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. mother keep on telling me, leave that girl alone. No kidding, that's what you said. Now she said, son, she was bad news around. The mama knew where to go and put it down, but I did. So now I'm going to go back to the house and call her one more once. I mean, one more again. Donya! Donya! What make your big head so hard? I love her. Don't hurt the same. Trace about your baby, because Caledonia is your name.
Oh, leave me.
the band Room Full of Blues from their disc Dance All Night and their rendition of the old Dave Bartholomew tune. Lily May, before hearing Room Full of Blues here on KRVS, we heard Pinetop Perkins along with Kim Wilson on blues harp from a disc called Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. We heard the late Pinetop Perkins do a rendition of the old Louis Jordan classic Caledonia. And we do have another track of Great Jump Blues from the disc Mr. Boogie's Back in Town. Here's Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88s.
Now, fellas, just you fellas, listen to me, I got something to tell you. You see these chicks parading around town, strutting up by themselves all around. Well, Jack, they just don't know what it's like to be out of dough.
Broke, ain't got no dough.
Well, you wake up in the morning because you just can't sleep. Ain't got no money to buy something to eat.
I need that money.
The landlord's banging on your front door to collect the back rent that you still owe. So you stumble off to work in the morning haze, hoping your boss might give you a raise. When you get to your desk, you look in the box. There's a little pink slip that says you are laid off.
Well, it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. If all your money's gone,
Jack, you better stay home.
Broke, ain't got no dough. Broke, ain't got no dough.
Well, it's down to the bar to drink away your trouble. With your last $2, you ought to double. Pretty soon, you're feeling a little bit better when in walks a chick in a hot pink sweater. You eye her up and down and offer her a smoke. Man, this is no time to be so damn broke. She's one of them cute little downtown office types. You know she's ready, willing, and right.
Well, it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. If all your money's gone,
Jack, you better stay home.
Broke, ain't got no dough.
Well, it be, says the barkeep. Give the lady whatever she wants. I may be broke, but I'm not cheap. And she says, I'll have a Jack Daniels with a shot of gin, a Courvoisier and some Dom Perignon. Two shots of gold, don't get the lime. A bourbon, a beer, and your finest French wine. A Johnny Walker Black with a splash of soda. A bottle of vermouth and some chilled Russian vodka. An Irish coffee to keep me awake. And another shot of whiskey just for old time's sake.
Well, it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. If all your money's gone,
Jack, you better stay home. She went on, she said, I'll have a B&B and some Irish mist, a bottle of Cabernet and a Perrier with a twist, a Pina Colada and a Mai Tai would be nice, and a Long Island iced tea holding ice. Well, man, right then and there, I knew I was in trouble. So I headed for the back and I got out of there in a double. Well, I've got little advice for those guys who are broke and want to be nice.
Well, it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. If all your money's gone,
Jack, you better stay home.
Said it's no capital crime if you ain't got a dime. If all your money's gone,
Jack, you better stay home alone.
Rocket slow. I will see you when the band will blow. Now hold it, don't move it, now bug it some more. Cause you're a good rocket daddy. Ooh, baby, good rocket daddy. Come on now, up on your feet. You can't be beat. You're a good rocket daddy. I told the girls all to come and see just what the Sandman brought to me. They stood around with a great big smile, and when you did the crazy twist, they all went wild. Cause you're a good rockin' daddy. Ooh, baby, good rockin' daddy. Come on now, up on your feet. You can't be beat. You're a good rockin' daddy.
Crescent City of New Orleans, and from a disc called A Cadillac Love, that was Paula and the Pontiacs with Good Rockin' Daddy. And before hearing Pontiacs, Paula and the Pontiacs, we heard Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88, Soulsmobile, on that number from the disc Mr. Boogie's Back in Town. They did a tune called Broke. And we turn next here on KRVS. Well, we're going to go from New Orleans up to Boston and listen to an interesting number that was first an R&B tune, and then it was picked up by the band The Little Rascals, and they turned it into a number one hit back in 1966. The rendition we're going to listen to, though, is sort of back into a blues format from a disc called Boston Blues Works. Here is a lady by the name of Cheryl Aruda doing her rendition of the tune Good Loving.
I was feeling so bad. Asked my family doctor just what I had. Now I said, doctor, Mr. MD, honey, you got to tell me what's it. Good love. Give me some of your good love. some of your good love, yeah. Come on, baby.
Francine Reed. Francine from a disc called Can't Make It On My Own, and that, of course, was a tune called Been There, Done That. Before hearing Francine here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Cheryl Aruda with an interesting, definitely contemporary blues rendition of the tune Good Lovin' again. That was originally an R&B composition, but Little Rascals made it a really, really hot pop hit back in 1966. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Right now, we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, for Downtown Alive and Downtown Lafayette, Rare Luth and also Royal Teeth will be performing. And also this evening in Lafayette Prop Studio will be at Antlers, Northside Eric and the Southside Playboys, as well as the Pine Leaf Boys will be at Blue Moon Saloon. And the Blue Trees will be in from New Orleans playing at Artmosphere tonight. Michael Juan Nunez will play The Shed in Scott. Gino Delafosse is at Whiskey River. The Ray Johnson Band plays Dewey's in Youngsville. BBC with Steve Adams will be at Agave Mexican Grill. Steve Cohen will play the Backstage Bar and Grill this evening. Odyssey and Blue Merlot, both those groups performing at Grand Street Dance Hall tonight. Also this evening, Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's. And tonight tonight and tomorrow will be the Opelousas Spice and Music Festival featuring Gino Delafosse, Horace Traha, Chris Ardwin, and a number of other bands. If you like information on the particular festival, go to www.opelousaspiceandmusicfestival.com and see who they've got playing and some of the activities today and tomorrow. And tomorrow morning, Corey Ledé will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Frank Smith performs at Artmosphere. Michael Guidry will be at Charlie G's. Kelly Keeling Beatles tribute takes place at Cité des Arts. Also tomorrow night, Ella Funk will be at The Shed. Tomorrow's the Bluesberry Festival featuring A.J. Primo, Henry Gray and the Cats, and Cedric Burnside. That's at Blue Moon Saloon. Pine Leaf Boys play La Poussière in Bro Bridge tomorrow night. Voodoo Moon will be at the Backstage Bar and Grill. And there's a Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. And also at Vermilionville on Sunday, it'll be a Creole Culture Day. Also on Sunday, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars play Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also on Monday, Keith Blair and Dustin Sonia will play Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere. It's also an open mic night at Backstage Bar and Grill. And Wednesday night, Steve Cohen will play Backstage Bar and Grill. And also on Wednesday evenings, there's a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. We have blues from a new disc coming up next. We're going to listen to Eddie Taylor Jr., the son of the Eddie Taylor that used to play a lot with Jimmy Reed. In fact, some say Eddie Taylor taught Jimmy Reed guitar. Eddie died in 1985, if I remember correctly. And he's got at least two children that play blues, a daughter and also, obviously, in this case, Eddie Taylor Jr. His disc is called So-Called Friends. A lot of sort of recycled blues on this disc, but pretty well done. This next number is based on an old Elmore James tune. Here's Eddie Taylor Jr. on guitar and vocals with Got to Make This Money. Makes the
moan. I got to make this money, baby. I can't let it drive me crazy. I got to make this money, baby. I can't let it drive me crazy. I got to make this money, baby.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Drunk, you wanna fuss and fight. You shouldn't get drunk because you know that ain't right. You better cut that out. Yes, cut that out. You better cut that out a little while before it feels too late. Now, when you get drunk, you wanna fuss and cuss. When you get drunk, you throw a rock in my hush. You better cut that out. Yeah. Cut it out. You better cut it out in one beat before it feels too late. Oh, take my money, you can wear my clothes. I'll catch you doing wrong, I'll bust you in your nose. You better cut it out. Yes, cut it out. You better cut it out, little woman, before it be too late. Now you left home this morning, you didn't go to stay long. The next time I saw you in some other man's arms, you better cut that out. Yes, cut that out. You better cut that out, little woman, before it be too late.
From 1953, Junior Wells on blues, harp, and vocals. A number called Cut That Out. Wells, originally from Memphis, he moved up to Chicago around 1946 or so, and it's the very year he recorded this tune, he ended up working with Muddy Waters. I did work with Muddy for about a year, replacing Little Walter on the blues harp, and then Junior was drafted, so that ended his tenure with Muddy. He was later to form a sort of long-running collaboration with Buddy Guy. They recorded on and off for many, many years. Before we heard Junior Wells, we heard Eddie Taylor Jr. from a brand new disc called So-Called Friends. And Taylor did a number called Got to Make This Money, which was sort of a remake. Definitely borrowed the arrangement of Shake Your Money Maker, an old Elmore James tune. We're going to turn to Elmore James next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to around 1960 or so. Here's Elmore James on guitar and vocals with a number called One Way Out.
Baby, I ain't going out that door.
Nick Moss and the Flip Tops from their disc Count Your Blessings. Nick Moss with special guests on guitar on that track. Well, Nick Moss was on guitar as well as Anson Funderburg and also Sam Myers on blues harp. They were doing an old Sonny Boy Williamson tune, Sonny Boy the Second tune, tune entitled She Brought Life Back to the Dead. And before we heard Nick Moss and the Flip Tops with Sam Myers and Anson Funderburg, we heard Elmore James from around 1960 or so. Elmore on guitar and vocals doing one of his classics, one that would later be recorded by the Allman Brothers. Elmore did One Way Out. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to Sonny Boy Williamson II. We're going to go back to 1954, listen to him recorded in Jackson, Mississippi. Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals with a tune entitled No Nights by Myself.
Never a night by myself. Take one.
I'm not going to spend every night by myself. Lord, I'm not going to spend every night by myself. If I don't find my baby, I'll have to carry somebody else. I sat up all night last night, having sloppy wink today. Last night, I haven't slept a wink today. I can't find my baby, she gone too far away.
She had to leave town.
Honest, my heart gets beating like a hammer, and my eyes gets full of tears. Honest, my heart gets beating like a hammer, and my eyes gets full of tears. You only been gone 24 hours, but it seemed like a million years. Honest, if I ever mistreat you, God knows I don't mean no harm. Honest, if I ever mistreat you, God knows I don't mean no harm. Because I ain't nothing but a little country boy, and I'm right down over the cotton farm. Honest, I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You don't believe I'm think I'm nothing but a clown. Honest, I don't believe you think I'm nothing. You don't think I'm nothing but a little clown. Now, I was looking for you last night, and you were way on the other side of town. Play for me, I don't know how I feel, didn't I? Keep on hanging around. Although I know you love me, I know that's the reason I keep on hanging around. Now, but no sooner I get me some money, I'm gonna leave your bad luck town.
From 1941 and recorded in Chicago, that was John Lee Williamson, a.k.a. Sonny Boy Williamson I on blues, harp, and vocals, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar, and Blind John Davis on piano, a number called A Million Year Blues. He was preceded by Sonny Boy Williamson II. We heard Alec Miller, Sonny Boy Williamson II, from 1954, recorded in Jackson, Mississippi. He did a tune called No Nights by Myself. And interesting that confusion often results from these two, and that was apparently intended upon on the part of Sonny Boy Williamson II. Supposedly, the flower company that underwrote his sponsored his radio show in Helena, Arkansas, in the early 40s, asked him to or suggested that he adopt the name Sonny Boy Williamson, as there was a very popular Sonny Boy Williamson playing blues up in Chicago, and they thought the confusion would do Sonny Boy Williamson II some good. And that's said that Sonny Boy II always claimed he was the original Sonny Boy, but it's a pretty dubious claim. John Lee Williamson, the first Sonny Boy, first recorded back in 1937 in Chicago, and in fact, he died before Sonny Boy Williamson II ever recorded. Sonny Boy the first was murdered in 1948, and Sonny Boy II first recorded in 1951, though he had been, of course, playing blues for many, many years. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and we also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, also the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the public in public radio. Without your continued support, without our members giving us annual contributions, we couldn't continue these programs. All of you out there who have been supporting us and do so, we would like to thank you for that. And those of you who aren't supporters, we hope that you'll consider becoming members of public radio and help us with a little financial support. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR in about a minute or so, and we'll be back at 10:06 with some Muddy Waters to take us on up to the top of the hour. Well, to NPR News. We're going to turn to another blues harp player. This one played with Muddy Waters back in the 1950s, replacing a guy by the name of Henry Strong that was murdered by his girlfriend. Here is George Harmonica Smith.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in